Harper Audio presents Rattlesnake Crossing by J.A. Jantz, performed by C.J. Crit. Prologue. High on a cliff, the shooter panned the night scope back and forth across the San Pedro Valley. It took a while for him to locate his chosen target across almost a mile of intervening desert. At last, though, he found it. After first putting on his ear protection, he pulled the trigger. In his hands, the 50-caliber sniper rifle roared to life. He felt certain he had nailed the pump, but there was no way to tell for sure. The pump didn't collapse. It just stood there. Hit, perhaps, and with its interior guts shattered, but outwardly the machinery remained unfazed. Frustrated, the shooter looked around for some other possibility. That was when he saw the cattle. Taking a bead on a dozing cow, he pulled the trigger again and was gratified to see her legs collapse under her. The shooter smiled in satisfaction. There was something godlike in being able to kill from that far away, to be able to strike without warning like a thunderbolt. The other cattle, alarmed and frightened, milled about, trying to escape from this unseen threat. Laughing in the face of their stupidity and panic, he dropped another one, just to prove he could. Letting the others go, he pulled off his ear protection and was starting to take down the tripod when he heard someone shouting at him, screaming up at him in fear and outrage. "What, are you crazy? Stop it before someone gets hurt!" The shooter could barely believe his ears. Someone was out there in the desert, a woman, standing somewhere between him and the dead cattle. Someone who had heard him shooting. "Sorry," he called back. "I was just doing some target practice. I didn't know anyone was here. Where are you?" He ducked back down to the tripod. Once again, he sent the night scope scanning across the desert floor. A minute or two passed before he caught sight of the green-hued figure. Moving determinedly, she was trotting away from him, heading toward the river. It stunned him to realize that she must have been on the mountain the whole time he was. Maybe she had seen him, and could even identify him. Reaching a spot of fairly open desert, she darted forward with all the grace of a panic-stricken deer. The green image in the high-powered night vision scope smeared as she accelerated. Without pausing to consider, the shooter covered his ears once more and placed a firm finger back inside the trigger guard. The woman was much closer than the cattle had been, so he had some difficulty adjusting his aim. The first shot caused her to trip and duck. As she limped forward, he realized he had winged her, but it wasn't enough to stop her. The second shot did, at least momentarily. She dropped to the ground, but even then, desperate to get away, she scrambled to her feet once more and staggered forward, cradling one arm. "Damn!" the shooter exclaimed. "Missed again!" His third shot did the job. The bullet caught her in the middle of the back. She pitched forward and plummeted face down on the rocky ground. This time, she stayed down. He watched for the better part of a minute, but there was no sign of movement. None at all. Up on the mountain, the shooter was barely able to contain his glee as he gathered equipment and shell casings. Killing people did something for him that killing animals didn't. It made him feel all-powerful and all-knowing. He didn't rush, though. He took his time. After all, there was no reason to worry that she'd somehow get up on her hands and knees and crawl away from him. No. People shot with 50-caliber shells weren't mobile enough for that. He had no doubt that by the time he found her, By the time he and his trusty knife arrived on the scene, the woman would still be there, waiting for him.